This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
South Dakota Public Utilities Commission meeting is called to order. It is January 23rd, 2024 at 1:30 p.m. Central Time. Today we are in the Matthew Training Center in the Foss Building in Pierre, South Dakota. This is Commissioner Feagan, and with me today is Commissioner Hansen and Commissioner Nelson. Is there approval of the minutes from the commission meeting held January 9th, 2020?
Move to approve.
Move to approve. All in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Commissioner Nelson.
Aye.
Commissioner Feagan votes aye. Motion is approved. That brings us into consumer reports. Amanda Reese.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is Amanda Reese filling in for Ms. Deb Gregg. The Commission received a total of 37 contacts since the last report was prepared for the January 9th, 2024 Commission meeting. Five contacts were related to telecommunication services, 12 contacts were related to electrical services, one contact was related to natural gas service, two contacts were related to wireless service, three contacts were related to the Do Not Call Registry, one contact was related to carbon pipelines, and 13 contacts were related to issues not regulated by the PUC. 1,426 of the 1,431 contacts received in 2023 have been resolved, and 49 of the 54 contacts received in 2024 have been resolved. Thank you.
Thank you. Questions of commissioners? Now, thank you very much. We're going to go through our agenda as in order. So we're going to start with our electric dockets, EL19-012. In the matter of the application of Sweetland Wind Farm, LLC, for a facility to permit for a wind energy facility and a 230 kV transmission facility in Hand County, South Dakota, for the Sweetland Wind Farm project. The question before the commission is, shall the commission grant Sweetland motion for release of road and public infrastructure bond? Sweetland, go ahead.
Thank you, Commissioner. This is Molly Smith on behalf of Sweetland. We submitted a motion on December 19th, 2023, requesting release of the road and public infrastructure bond. Along with the motion, we provided certificates of completion that were signed by the applicable road authorities, in this case, Hand County and Pearl Township. I will note that there are four other counties that were covered by the Hand County certificate of completion. They executed resolutions authorizing Hand County to provide certificates of completion upon restoration of the roads in accordance with the road use agreement that they ratified.
Staff.
Thank you. This is John Thurber on behalf of staff, and staff would recommend the commission grant the motion.
So, Ms. Smith, you answered my questions about the four townships, I believe, and just to make sure that the townships were the Hand County with them, and it sounds like you did that and they did it by resolution, so I appreciate that. Any other questions? Commissioner Nelson.
On that very same topic, I'm not finding the documentation that those townships gave the county the authority to do that. Where can I find that?
So Commissioner, I provided it to staff yesterday when they had made the similar request of us. So it is provided to staff. If you would like, we can file that in the docket.
I'll let you hang on to that thought for just a moment. So let me ask staff, do you have the documentation that the townships have given the county that authority?
Yes, we do.
Okay, thank you. And Ms. Smith, yes, I would feel more comfortable if that was documented in the docket so there's no question going forward. Thank you.
Other commissioner questions and or action?
In EL 19-012, I move that the commission grant Sweetland's Motion for lease of road and public infrastructure bond.
Comments on your motion?
You know, we always take this very seriously and want to make sure that the counties and the townships are made fully whole and that they have communicated that to us, and it appears that is the case. And so it is certainly time to take this action.
Thank you. Other comments? Thank you for the townships for working with the county. I have heard in the hallways that there are other townships in our state that may be struggling with some roads, and maybe they didn't take the right procedure. So I'm certainly glad that this all worked out. Any other comments? All in favor say aye. Opposed nay. Commissioner Nelson.
Aye.
Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Commissioner Fegan votes aye. Motion carries. That brings us to our gas electric docket, GE23-003, in the matter of the filing by MidAmerican Energy Company for approval of a revised consumer information welcome booklet. The question before the commission is, shall the commission approve the proposed revisions to MidAmerican Energy's customer information welcome booklet as of January 31st, 2024. Go ahead, Midland. Go ahead, MidAmerica.
Thank you, Chair Fegan. We would ask the commission to approve the amendments to the welcome booklet, and we also have individuals from MidAmerican who can answer any questions about what those revisions are, should the commission have questions.
And could you please identify yourself for the record?
My apologies. Gretchen Kramer with MidAmerican Energy.
Thank you, Ms. Kramer. In fact, I did have a commissioner today say that maybe we should have everybody come in person. So you never know. Staff.
Thank you. This is Brittany Malhoff for staff. Staff has reviewed the filing and recommends approval. Thank you.
Thank you. Questions of commissioners? I just have one. I certainly enjoy letters when letters come and they kind of show us the changes that the docket and what we have to study. Just a question for MidAmerican. Is there a way, we usually look at red lines so commissioners don't have to spend an incredible amount of time going back and forth and comparing. And I didn't see a red line on this or even your newly printed document that shows maybe highlights or something. Is that something that can easily be done for commissioners?
Absolutely. Would you like one on this filing, or would you like us to do that going forward? Either are fine.
In fact, I would like both. So that would be great. And I really
Very
like
well.
The changes that you've made. And you made the bill, which I know our consumer division gets a lot of questions on bills. And you explained a lot of those categories appropriately and accurately, and I certainly appreciate that. Other questions of commissioners and or action?
Madam Chair, in GE23-003, I move that the commission today approve the proposed revisions to MidAmerican Energy Company's customer information welcome booklet.
Comments on your motion?
I think that it was well prepared, with the exception of the challenge that you brought up, especially during the legislative period. We have a lot of reading to do. We always have a lot of reading to do, but it's so much easier when we can see, as you're saying, redlining words that are in red, so that it makes it easier for us to find what the changes are, especially when we're going through so many different dockets and legislative bills.
Other comments? All in favor say aye. Opposed nay. Commissioner Nelson.
Aye.
Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Commissioner Fegan votes aye. Motion carries. Items for commission discussion. I don't see my commissioner saying a thing. So, MidAmerican, yeah, I guess you can still call in and don't have to be present. Public comments? We don't have anybody signed up for public comments. Announcements? Our next regular meeting is Tuesday, February 6th at 1:30 at the Matthew Training Center. We do have a rules Adoption of administrative rules, that is Wednesday, February 7th at 1:30 at the McKay Building on Governor's Drive. Any other items before the commission? Is there a motion to adjourn?
Move to adjourn.
It's been moved by to adjourn by both commissioners. All in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Commissioner Nelson Hansen.
Aye.
Aye.
Commissioner Fingham votes aye. We are adjourned.